Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Mackanin. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Kuzman. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landreau moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Landreau scores. Morales moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Ward reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreau moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. White reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Ward reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackanin hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal who is chasing the ball. Wilfong reaches third base with a triple. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilfong tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Twins. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. White reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Twins. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 3 in the game. Mackanin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mackinnon moves to third. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Landro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Landro hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Morales hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Morales reaches third base with a triple. Willie Norwood pinch runs for Jose Morales. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Jackson is walked intentionally. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger bunts towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Norwood scores. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Johnston now playing center field. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Corbett now pitching. Onyx Concepcion pinch runs for Willie Akins. John Way then pinch hits for Daryl Porter. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Lacock pinch hits for Jose Cardenal. Pete Lacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.